The ways of God are wonderful and marvelous indeed, and they're most certainly not our own. The first reading today speaks about Abraham. And Abraham's persistence in prayer. Very same message as we find in the Gospel. And it shows us the infinite patience of God. Now, I don't think most of us would be as persistent as Abraham. Now, we ask and we ask and we ask. But we do not ask in the same way as Abraham. And pardon me if I err, but you can see the fact that Abraham was Jewish. They know how to bargain. If you go to a market in Rome on a Saturday or a Sunday, they don't care about the Sabbath anymore. You'll find some merchants and they'll haggle back and forth with you till you finally get what you want or not. Here we have Abraham doing the same thing with God. Imagine what kind of faith and what kind of a relationship he had with God. Do you? So he goes from 50. I'm sure he started earlier, but they can't go through all that for so long. All the way down to less than 20. And our Lord said, I will not do it if there's that few. And then it stops. And of course we know that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. There was nothing left. Today you can find the cinders and the blocks burnt like charcoal under the place where these two little cities were. Of course, they were great cities then, but they have been small cities now. So, sort of like Pensacola compared to New York. We are a wonderful city, but we're a little city. And so God destroyed it. There were not even 10. Now I wonder what he would do today. I wonder how many people there would be today that were just and justified. And then, of course, in the Gospel, we have the same situation, but a little bit different. And this is a parable, but a parable is supposed to tell us of a reality that is either real and past or possible and coming. And so this one man is already in bed, his children are in bed, all the doors, and there were many doors because there were many thieves and brigands in those days. It's not just today. And his friend comes, oh, you need to help me. A friend of mine, and who knows, maybe he knew the friend too. We're not told. St. Luke usually tells us more, but he doesn't hear. He has arrived and I have nothing to give him. Please, give me a loaf of bread. And he knocks and he knocks and he knocks. And he says, everything is locked. My children and I are in bed. Get lost. I'm not going to give you anything. Forget it. And then he keeps, oh, you must, you must, you must. That's like our prayers, as they are, or as they should be. Perseverance in prayer. And St. Luke tells us, now he doesn't say he got up and gave him the loaf, but he might as well have said so. He says, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves, because of their friendship, of course, their friendship may have bit the dust that night, but he will give it to him because of his persistence. Knock and knock and knock and knock. He's not giving up. Give me the loaves. Give me the loaves. Give me the loaves. And that's the way your prayers need to be. Give me the loaves. And so we need to persevere in prayer. And of course, first of all, you have to have some kind of relationship with God. Second of all, you have to pray. Prayer is what feeds that relationship and is fed by that relationship. And so God will answer you if you keep on praying. Now it's interesting today, and there's, of course, today we celebrate the feast of St. Anne. In the Gregorian Rite, St. Anne and St. Joachim in the Pauline Rite. The grandparents, the only grandparents of Jesus Christ. The father and mother of the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady. And thus we have another example. They prayed, they didn't necessarily ask for anything, they just prayed and gave glory to God. And little did they know that the shame that they had because they were old in their 70s and had no children was to be changed. It was a miraculous gift from God. What wonderful and holy persons they were. And all of a sudden, our Lord says to both of them, sending the Archangel St. Gabriel to each of them, St. Joachim was on a retreat. She was at home. When you return home, you and your wife will come together and she will bear a child. And that is not in the scripture, but you can find it in the writings of the saints, in particular, Venerable Mary of Agreda, the city of God, where you find many, many things that were revealed to her by our Lord and by Our Lady and were handed down to us in these four magnificent books that everyone who is a Catholic should read. And it's interesting, the ways of our Lord are not our own. Today, someone to whom I had done a favor, not a very big favor, I didn't think, but it wasn't nothing, and who I do not see very often, I was with one of our new parishioners, having lunch at his restaurant, and his name is Abraham. And the waiter, who is a very nice young man, who's always asking about Father Deacon Aaron and Brother Jake, he comes and says, Abraham is not here, but he let me know that he's paying for your lunch. I mean, one favor deserves another. And he's most kind and most gentle. He wanted a Tridentine missal because he wants to go to the Tridentine Mass, the Mass of the Ages, which this is not. And so that happened. In the meantime, it's a feast of grandparents. So I wish all of you who are grandparents, whether you know it or not, a happy feast day. But today, I became a grandfather. Yes, I have many children, not like you do, but as I was having lunch with this parishioner, Father Deacon Aaron Zanker calls me up, and he was very, very happy, and he says, I have some really good news. And I said, oh, what? And he says, I performed my first baptism today. So he is the father of that baby, and I'm the grandfather. So I'm included in this. One generation passes it down to the next, to the next, to the next. And who knows what else will be coming forth in the future. Maybe that baby, he didn't say if it was a boy or a girl, I don't really care. Maybe it will be a priest or a nun to join all the others from this parish who have vocations. And so we give thanks to God. But in the meantime, I give thanks to God for I have my first grandchild today. And they're going back to Japan because he's in the diplomatic corps. So her father is a big shot. So who knows, maybe if I go to Japan, maybe this man will take care of not only a meal, but my hotel or something. But you know, God's ways are not our own. Not that I'm planning to go to Japan, but I would love to, but my health is not well enough yet for this. Nothing happens without something having cost it. Nothing happens without it costing something else, whether it be good or bad. And so we see it here in Abraham's prayer to God, And there was nothing good coming because the people there did not deserve it. Probably today, he would destroy the whole world because the people do not deserve it. And then we have the friend who, because of persistence in prayer, came out and brought the loaves. He probably brought the whole basket. They probably didn't have breakfast the next day. And he gave him what he wanted. So too, you and I must pray. Pray, pray, pray. Persistence in prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.